time for another KOALITV.com interview on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. We're doing a school district update, the final one for the year. And we're joined this morning by Lance Hatch, superintendent of the Carbon School District. We're going to talk about graduation at the high school. We're going to talk some last quarter thoughts, some construction updates, and just kind of overall feeling of the last quarter and the last portion of the year, which was a little different, as everybody would say. Dr. Hatch, thank you for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
No, thank you.
Now we're getting close to the end of the year, and it's, you know, it's but it's not been a normal year by any stretch of the imagination.
No, I would say that, I think public education has faced the greatest challenge in the history of public education with this COVID-19 situation, and we have learned a lot, and I believe, you know, Carbon School District is a better district for it. We've learned, but it was extremely challenging and certainly something that we're anxious to put behind us.
And that all starts with graduation on Thursday. Let's talk about graduation and how that's going to work out.
Yeah, we are pretty excited about graduation, actually. It's big news across the state and the nation, regarding how we're going to accomplish this graduation. There's a lot of different ideas, a lot of creative things out there, but I'd put the plan that Carbon High has come up with up against any of them. I think this is a great celebration of students, where they're going to be able to, you know, bring in a vehicle, pile their family inside, and drive around the back of the school. They'll see every teacher, you know, applauding them, appreciating them. They'll receive, you know, their diploma jacket. Actual diplomas will be mailed, but along with a DVD containing the speeches that were given by everybody and the musical numbers. And so it's a pretty cool thing. They get to take pictures in front of the bricks that will no longer be there after this summer. So,
and talking to Principal Winfrey, you know, they got imaginative with graduation, and it sounds like some of the kids are getting imaginative too, because they were asking about 15 passenger vans. He told me one kid even asked him if he could take an RV.
Yeah.
So it's going to be, it'll be different, and they found a way that it's going to make it a lot of fun, I think.
Yeah, I talked to one of the parents yesterday who was making signs for the vehicle, and so yeah, it's going to be really fun. I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be extremely unique, and I don't think the kids are really being shortchanged. You know, they're being celebrated at a level that's more personal than any other graduation in the past.
That's very, very true. Very true. Now, we can't talk about graduation without talking about the school year in itself. You wanted to talk about, because it's one thing that you are always very passionate about, and that's reading and your reading levels this year. How did they turn out?
Well, as you can imagine, it's an extremely frustrating thing to put into practice so many great strategies and have everybody working so hard on a goal, and then all of a sudden everybody goes home and we don't have a way to assess students. So we were able to assess some of the students right before the school dismissal, but we had to take the data from the level, the most recent level. So for some students, it was back in December when they were officially assessed. But when we pulled that data and looked at it, we had second, third, and fifth grade ended up doing better than they have ever done before, even without the fourth quarter. We're just extremely excited about that. Fourth grade did virtually the same this year as last year, minus a whole quarter of instruction. So just amazing results from the efforts of the teachers and the students working on that goal.
So that's a lot of growth. And that's, I know, as I said, that's been one of your passionate that you're very passionate about is reading level, because it's the tide that raises all the boats, I think is what you always say.
That's right.
And it does. You know, if you can read, you can do anything. You can do science easier. You can do, you know, math and history and all those other things. So it's great that they're to that level as far as reading goes now.
Yes, we have many examples of students who have performed, you know, so much better in science, and you know, and teachers will ask him, what's the difference? You know, you were failing before and now you're, and the students say, well, I can read the material now. I can read the questions. I know what it's saying. So we just think, you know, imagine what if we could have assess those students at the end of the school year. What if we didn't have COVID-19? It would have been even more dramatic, the improvement. So we're excited. What we're doing is working, and we're going to keep it up.
Very good. Now, you alluded to it when we were talking about graduation, but we've got some construction projects that are going to start this summer.
Yes. The Helper Middle School project is going to start right away with some mechanical. They have an old boiler, and of course, part of this bond was to upgrade the heating system and the cooling system. So that's a huge project, and it's underway. They are planning, you know, as soon as school's out, you know, they're bidding, you know, those right now. So as soon as we have the people, you know, on board, that work's going to get started. But the public won't see a whole lot because it's more mechanical, electrical type work, and they're going to be attaching the floors and the ceiling to the walls more securely. So again, that's also something that's not terribly visible. But we anticipate when students come back to school next fall, they're going to see some things torn up a little bit, and they're going to, teachers and students are, it's going to be pretty obvious on the inside that things are happening. But, there's also the outside, the parking area where the bus lane and everything, we're planning on seeing that get worked on this summer as well. Then at Carbon High, people will see things happening. There will be a little demolition, and they'll start, you know, excavating, I guess is the term, in that courtyard area, pulling out the concrete and the trees and everything and getting ready to do work there. So we're going to see some things happening very soon.
About what's the timeline on the transportation move and all that stuff too? Are they going to do that during the summer, or is that going to wait until the fall?
Yeah, we see that as being concurrent. We actually need the transportation area as a staging area for the construction project at the high school. So it is actually a top priority, and we have already in the district office, we've been working on converting one of our areas into a transportation office, so we'll be able to move them over very soon. And then it's a matter of building the new bus garage where they actually maintain the buses and fix them, and that'll be over on the district office property as well. So that's going to be happening right away. So three places we're going to start seeing significant
construction
work.
So be ready for it, because it's coming. It's going to be a great, it's been needed for quite a while, and it's just great that everything finally came together and we can get started on that.
Again, just appreciation to the public for allowing us, you know, this opportunity to take care of these issues, and it's going to be great.
Definitely. All right, let's end with just kind of wrapping up your thoughts of the last quarter. And talk about, you know, the difficulties that we had getting through this. And I mean, but you did it. And it, as you were saying, it's one of those things that I believe, you know, you don't know that you can do something until you do it.
Yes, we never in our wildest dreams thought that at some point this school year we would be sending all the kids home and trying to do everything virtually. But we've learned a lot, and we believe that we're ready to enter the next school year with the emphasis on healthy students should be in school. But when they're not healthy, or when we have people that are at risk, we now know a lot more about how they can still access the class. So we're excited for next year. We think we have the skills and the, you know, the ability to handle whatever's thrown at us. But we do want to emphasize our goal is that students are in school. This virtual last couple of months, it stinks. It's not good for kids, we don't believe. They have not learned what they needed to learn. We're going to have significant gaps. Kids should be in school. That's where we have this carefully crafted environment that's perfect for them to learn, and we need them there. So our emphasis, and as we talk with the health department, and I'm on a panel that's working with the state superintendent to figure out, you know, how we're going to approach next year. You know, our emphasis is going to be, we need to be in school.
most definitely. That's the best place for them. But, you know, in talking to other principals and teachers throughout the district and stuff, they've done some great things this year. I mean, the amount of people that have told me, amount of principals that have told me, you know, I've got teachers that are actually calling and reading with kids and at home. And so it's kind of, you know, I guess, what do they say? Necessity is the mother of invention.
Yes.
And you just come up with ways to make it work.
And we've really focused on making sure the kids have meaningful learning activities. And our teachers have been amazing at constructing and delivering creative, interesting, and, you know, ways of doing that. But the other second most important thing we felt was to make sure students know that somebody cares about them, that we're touching base with them, that we are connecting with them, because that's something that you get in school that you might not get if we don't make a lot of effort to make sure that happens in a virtual setting. So
it's very true. Very true. All right. Dr. Lance Hatch with the Carbon County School District, thank you so much for coming in this morning. And let's look forward to maybe some face-to-face classes come August.
Yes, that's the plan. We're planning on that. And it's going to be a great day when we get to welcome our students back into our schools.
Absolutely. All right. Now, for more information on this interview and others, make sure you check out our webpage, castlecountryradio.com. Also, kick on over to KOALITV.com for other video interviews.